Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, good evening, family. Welcome to another Paracode of Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you another wonderful show. You know, today we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit more serious as far as I'm concerned. Things that we have not really touched upon a whole lot. We, you know, we kind of hit around it as time went on. But today I think we need to narrow down and focus a little bit more on this particular issue because the simple fact that this is something that, how could I put it, we don't think about as dads, and I would say that then. Most dads that if you get a chance to call in, you probably will confirm it. But this is something that a little bit more focus is put on as far as moms are concerned. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about here in a minute, but I'm quite sure you're going to agree with me. You know, but this is something that we all need to think about on a regular basis and to make sure that our children are thinking about this on a regular basis during that time period that they're transitioning from high school going on to college, you know, and the subject I want to touch on, I've titled this segment, Parents' Perspective, College Safe. And what I mean by college safety is our children really and truly safe when they go to college? And we truly understand, I truly understand, and folks in the Parents' Perspective Network understand that we can't be with our children 24/7. But there are things and there are precautions that we can make our children aware of to make sure that they remain and stay in a safe environment at all times. But before I go on, you know, I always have to give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props and let him go ahead and play his song there. Go ahead, Keith, one time.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
You know, like my man, Mr. Keith Wright, just said, he's making smart cool. That's how he do. He's making smart cool. And that's what all our children hopefully are focusing on while they're doing their thing in college. They're making smart cool. Well, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about college safety today. And if you want to chime in and talk to us a little bit, give us a call at 646-929-2416. If you got some information or a story to share with us, brief story to share with us. Again, give us a call at 646-929-2416. This is M.H. Scott, the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Well, you know, first and foremost, one thing I want to start out, you know, over the last few, within the last year, I've heard about three or four different stories that basically well, really and truly concerned me and disturbed me to the degree I felt that there was a time and a need to address this particular issue. Well, what I came across, I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to read the story, but last year there was a young man, and he was playing basketball overseas, you know, decided to, after he finished his college career, he took up some residency overseas to play a little ball there, and he decided to go over there and play, and he's over in, I think they said Belgium or somewhere, or I forgot exactly where he was at. But to make a long story real short, young man had a successful game and big-time game, and I believe his team won the championship. I think that's how it was written up in the paper. So he went out later on that night to celebrate, you know. And as a result, he got out there and he decided to celebrate with the locals. Well, everybody in the particular establishment that he chose to celebrate in wasn't necessarily a fan of that particular team. And I think he probably provoked a little bit of it. And that's something I'm going to talk a little bit about today as well. But as a result of fatality, our community suffered a fatality. And what I mean by our community, I mean the community of parents with young student athletes suffered a fatality. Four athletes, we suffered a fatality. The young man got out there and decided to hang out with the locals. And being in a foreign country, you know, had his championship hat on and placed the hat on the head of one of the young ladies that was sitting right there at the bar or sitting at his table or whatever. As a result, boyfriend was a little offended. He came along, and from that point on, fight broke out. And basically, I think the young man in question probably had maybe one or too many drinks. So, you know, the fight didn't last that long. The young man ended up becoming unconscious, and they called the ambulance and tried to rush the young man to the hospital. And en route to the hospital, the young man was pronounced dead. And the hospital was approximately 30 miles away. So en route to the hospital, the young man was pronounced dead. Very disturbing. Very disturbing. You know, I know to some degree, you know, should he have put himself in that situation? No. But, you know, thoughts going out to this young man's family, friends, loved ones. No situation should be that fatal, you know, where one has to take another one's life. And it turned into a fight where they actually beat this young man down in this bar. And the end result was, you know, on route to the hospital, he was pronounced dead. You know, you have to go out and ask so many different questions. So many different questions. You know, was he comfortable with that environment? You know, did he understand, really and truly understand the culture? And I'm just talking about from a perspective of being overseas, because you have to understand the culture in order to be out there socializing. Because if you don't understand the culture and you're out there socializing, you're putting yourself at great risk, because things that we tend to take for granted here in the United States can be very detrimental to us abroad. And in some cases, things that we simply take for granted in our little small towns can be detrimental to us as well, you know, in other towns or other states or, you know, whatever. So on that note, we have to be very, 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 very aware of our surroundings. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. And, you know, that's something that came to mind here. And when I thought about that particular story, that story just popped up in my head. And I talked about it some time ago in another show. But recently I was given some information about another young man from my local area. Played ball here in the local area, and, you know, kids really looked up to him, and he's was doing, you know, a good thing out there, and he was one of the premier players for that particular team. Now, I haven't heard about this in national news yet, and it kind of sort of making me wonder. Even I went online trying to find it, couldn't find out a whole lot about it. But a young man, again, had a good game and decided to go out and celebrate. And while he was out there celebrating, I guess he, as always, our young men have a tendency to get carried away when it comes down to being infatuated by the opposite sex. So as a result, you know, some little girl caught his eye, caught his attention, whatever. And, you know, the young man got caught up in a situation that probably wasn't to the best of his interest. Now, did that really and truly create, or did that really and truly turn out to be something that should have been that severe or that serious? I don't think so. I don't think so. Recent situation, ongoing situation, current situation, where the young man, you know, caught the eye of some young lady, and the young lady, you know, I guess, appealed to him to some degree, and he must have appealed to her to some degree, but unknown to him, there was a boyfriend in the mix somewhere, or a friend or another admirer in the mix somewhere. So when the young man was approached, it turned into another one of those situations where, you know, broke out into a fight, and this fight broke out, and what happened after that? What happened after that was this young man was then rushed to the hospital, knocked unconscious, rushed to the hospital, and he is now currently in critical condition, still in the hospital. Parents, we have to be concerned. I understand we cannot be with our children 24/7, but we have to be concerned to some degree about things of this nature. And I say that to say this, parents, and then you've heard me say this, and I'm going to stand by this, you know, as the founder of the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and if, you know, anyone really and truly disagrees with me, you know, I'm not saying, hey, let's turn this into a debate, but, you know, I have no problem with agreeing to disagree. But when I turn my child over to a particular coaching staff, you know, we're talking about going into college level now. When I turn my child over to a particular coaching staff, and that's basically what I'm doing, you know, I'm going to hold that coaching staff responsible for the safety of my child. And I understand that at some point in time, the child is responsible. The child has to have some sense of responsibility that he or she is going to carry. Now, I understand that fully. No problem. Not at all. Whatsoever. Okay. But the same thing that I try to enforce and instill in my child prior to him or her leaving my house and going out there and getting involved in this world, it's the same thing that I would hope that a coaching staff is trying to instill in him as well. Responsibility, time management, being aware of your surroundings, you know, making sure that you're always in a safe and productive environment, you know, to go out there and just put yourself in harm's way. I don't understand the benefit of that. So that's what I'm saying, parents. when you are out there and you are selecting a school, university, whatever, okay, I truly believe and would seriously hope that you would take that coaching staff very, 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 very serious under consideration when you and your child is selecting a particular school. Because if that coaching staff is not going to attempt to reinforce any of the morals, the standards, the development of character that you have been trying to work on, then all of that kind of sort of will start to diminish, and that child's character will be in question. And I'm sorry, parents, I can't go along with you. For those of you that are simply, as you're listening to this broadcast, would say, well, they should already have that when they leave the house. Come on. We're talking 17, 18, 19-year-old young men. 17, 18, 19-year-old young ladies. Of course, young ladies are a little bit more mature than our boys are. But our boys need that additional guidance. You know, the study has it that the brain doesn't fully mature until a child reaches about the age of 25. So why would we say at 17, 18, 19 years old that he or she is totally mature? They may act grown. They may have been put in a situation where they had to be grown, but they're not grown at that point. So let's get over that crap. And the law says, yeah, 18 and 21 says that they're grown. So, yeah, so that's way so that the society could set a standard on these kids for now holding them accountable for their actions. They didn't want to prolong the thing to 25. They wanted to catch them shortly after they got out of school, 18, 19 years old. But you want to look at selecting in college, and I'm going back to that again, based upon, you know, you want to know the environment. You want to know if it's a safe environment. You want to, especially, parents, if it is an environment that you are not familiar with, if it is an environment that you don't have easy access to it. In other words, if it's on the other side of the country and you don't have easy access, come on, what are you going to do? When you go there for that official visit, and I do strongly recommend that you go on an official visit, you want to check that environment out thoroughly. Okay, you roll around the campus and you show your face and all that kind of stuff. But what about the town that's surrounding that particular campus? What's going on there? You know, an extra day in the hotel. Even if you have to get there a day early, even if you have some time to yourself before the next event that the coaching staff has put together during your official visit, you want to see what that environment is like, because that is the environment your child is going to be growing up in and maturing in and developing in over the next 3 or 4 years. So you don't want to just take it for granted and say, okay, 24/7 they're going to be doing basketball, 24/7 they're going to be doing football. No. You know as well as I know that's not going to be the case. They're not even going to be 24/7. They're going to have their face in the books. Now, mind you, that there may be a small percentage that do decide to do that. But we're not talking about that small percentage. We're talking about the bulk of our young men that are at risk anyway, trying to keep them focused and keep them on track. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those guys that really didn't have, even if they came from a single-family home, two-parent home, whatever, two-parent home, and they into an environment that has some very, very, very tempting temptations out there, and we all know what I'm talking about, and I'm not. There's no reason for me to have to sugarcoat this here in our conversation. If they have some girls out there that's going to draw the attention of our young men, then guess what? Then that needs to be addressed. That needs to be put out there in the forefront. they need to make sure that they understand, let's stay in a safe environment. You know, and if something ever do go down, something ever does happen, I would expect in a situation like me, currently have a son in college, I would expect someone from that coaching staff to call me immediately. I'm not talking about the school administration or whoever. I want to hear from that coaching staff because that's the person I sat down and I talked to. That's the person I felt as though they had my child's best interest in mind, that coaching staff. So I would expect to hear from them to say, hey, Mr. Scott, this is the situation here. And give me a rundown of what's going on and whether or not it's something I really and truly need to be concerned about. And find out, you know, hey, if I'm on my way there, I'm on my way there. But that's what I need to know. It's not an optional thing for me. And I will hope each and every one of you parents would take on that same mindset. Because shortly thereafter, our children leaving that institution and they are entering this world for the very first time as adults or graduates from some particular 4-year or 2-year institution, hey, this world is going to look at them totally different. Totally different. And it's not going to hold back anything as they apply the pressure. So our young men and women need to be aware of their surroundings and need to know how to handle themselves. Okay, parents, this is something that we should have been working on from day one. I'm with you. I can hold up, stand up with you on that subject and the best of that subject. But, like I said, I would hope that coaching staff is trying to reinforce some of the things that I put down from the initial start and continue to reinforce those things as well. Secondly, you know, I often talk to my son, you know, about being in certain environments. You know, if you think something's going to go down, if you think something just doesn't feel right, get out of there. Get out of there. And even more so, I would hope that you would consider, or you are smart enough, that any time that you leave that campus or you leave your dorm room or you're going out to get you something to eat or whatever, you're accompanied by somebody. Somebody's going with you, especially if you're in a environment that you're not familiar with. These are such crucial things, there, friends. These are such crucial things that we have to be aware of and have to make sure our children are aware of. So just to simply say, well, I'm choosing this school because it has very high academic standards and this, that, and okay, fine and dandy, peanut butter and jelly. But come on now, let's be for real. I want to look at them coaches and look them coaches dead in the eye and make sure that they have my child's best interest at heart. Because if they don't, I'm not feeling them. I'm sorry. I can't work with you. I'm sorry. I'm looking at moving on. And I will let them know that first person I'm going to hold accountable, of course, is my child. Second person, I'm looking at one of them coaches. And everybody on the staff, especially if it's something that seems a little bizarre and seems a little bit out of place, I'm definitely coming there to talk to the coaching staff to some degree about, hey, what's going on? You know, I know you ain't got the babysitting, you don't do no bed checks, this ain't the military. I understand all that. But your level of determination, your level of discipline that you force these young men to do while they're out there on the court keeping you employed should be the same level of discipline, same level of determination that you should instill in them as regular young men and women. You should instill that in them as everyday citizens in society. you need to reinforce what the parents are initially putting out there. You're trying to reinforce what the parents work for as far as getting these folks to your school. So why not reinforce what the parents put out there as far as level of discipline, level of determination? Help us help you. That's the way I see it. That's the way, exactly how I see it. And this message goes out to the coach. That's exactly how I see it. Well, parents, I haven't had any callers today, and hopefully we'll get some folks that have listened to this show, and I'm going to throw this back out there on Facebook, let you know that we had another dynamic show. But it's something to seriously think about. Something to seriously think about. You know, throughout the years, I'm going to bring in a few special guests, and while my special guest is in, I'm going to throw this question back at them and see what their thoughts are on it. You know, because I have some folks from around the country that's going to be calling in over the next few months or so, and they are experts in their profession. So, you know, they can add a little something to our thoughts on, you know, how much should we hold these coaches accountable, and college safety, does it really play a big factor in selecting a college, you know? And my prayers go out to the young man and his family, and hope for a speedy recovery, and I very seriously hope that he considers transferring to another school, something a little closer to home, because, you know, one thing I see right now, his parents is definitely struggling just to try to get to him from where they're at. You know, the dad is relying on the mom trying to get there. The mom lives in another state. Dad lives in one state, and the child's in a third state. You know, so it's right now, it's like very hectic trying to do all that coordination to get everybody there. But, you know, it's something that we need to seriously consider. You know, with that little stipend that they talked about at some point in time, that would be a big, big plus as far as I could say. Maybe aiding the parents as far as getting a ticket to get to their child, especially if their child's on the other side of the country. You know, so these are all things that we need to consider, parents. We very seriously need to consider. This is no joke. This isn't a funny issue. This isn't, you know, something we're going to have some fun with. Whatever. This is a very serious issue. Please, parents, please consider that when you are making your selection or when you are assisting your child in making that selection to what college he or she has decided to attend, or even the ones you want to look at. Check out their environment. See if the locals support the school. See if the locals support the athlete. See what type of chemistry, you know, try to figure out what type of chemistry is floating around on the campus. You know, are the regular students or you know, in their own little world, and they think jocks are just, you know, somebody that's just taking up a free education? You know, what's the deal? Talk to me. Tell me something. You know, be very interested in knowing what your thoughts are. All right, if you got any comments or questions or anything that you want to add, you can always look us up on Facebook, Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook, Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook, and put some comments down. I got it posted up there this week for Thought of the Week, and I'll be more than happy to see what some of your thoughts are on it. And then if, you know, we get enough thoughts on it and get some more dialogue and conversation rolling around, we may decide to run this show again next week. As always, I'm here to support you, help us help you. Our mission is your success. Our mission is your success.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, Keith, take us out. We'll be right back.
up a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what makes